My father gave his life to Christ at the age of 17. He knew one day he was going to pastor a church with thousands of people. And that was unheard of back then in the 1930s, but God put this dream in his heart as a teenager. He was anointed for it, but it took years for the appointing to come. My parents started Lakewood in 1959 with 90 people. They were in an abandoned feed store. It was this old, rundown building. And for 13 years, Lakewood hardly grew at all. My father was being his best. He knew he had bigger things in him. But in spite of everything he did, even after 10 years, Lakewood still had less than 200 people. He could have thought, God, I must have heard you wrong. I thought you said I'd have a church with thousands. Instead, he kept doing his best, being faithful day in and day out. In 1972, 13 years later, it was like God opened up a gate. People started coming from all over the city. They grew out of that little feed store, built an auditorium for 1,000, then 2,000, then 4,000, then 8,000. What happened? His anointing caught up with his appointing. See, my dad was faithful. He didn't complain because it was taking a long time. He didn't get discouraged, give up because it was difficult. Too often we have the anointing, but we get discouraged by the process. We don't like when we're not making progress, not getting breaks, not being treated right. But in those tough times, when you're tempted to give up, you have to remind yourself, like a lady having a baby, it's all a part of the process. It may be uncomfortable, but it's not unusual. If God took it away, your baby wouldn't develop. You wouldn't be able to give birth. In those 13 years, my father hardly saw any growth. Those were very important years. Those were years of testing, years of proving. It may have looked like he was wasting his time, but without those years of preparation, even though he was anointed, he would have never seen the appointing.